I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
And I'm John DeSando.
We are at the Gateway Film Center.
Cinema Classics, it is indeed, John.
Listen, you don't have to talk because we're going to talk about Superman. Nobody has to talk. I'm going to talk.
I know. I knew that. I was going to take a break here. We need a background check on this dude. He's flying into town right as we are broadcasting.
Okay.
And Man of Steel. So what is the deal on this guy? Why do I have to keep seeing it?
Well, stop already. You're already annoying me with why do we have to see him again. Because, listen, Christopher Reeve made the original. He was the original Superman, 1970. Don't get crazy hung up on me with George Reeves and all that
all
stuff.
Right.
Let's talk about movies.
1978,
Superman the movie. Richard Donner's masterpiece, one might argue. And then followed by Superman 2, also another masterpiece directed by Richard Lester. Classics in the superhero movie canon. 3 and 4 were terrible and effectively killed Superman off until Bryan Singer tried to resurrect it with Superman Returns with Brandon Routh. That movie underperformed and underwhelmed both fans and non-fans. And so he's kind of fallen into an uncool favor, right? After Christopher Nolan's successful resurrection of the Batman franchise, Superman's getting another chance with Man of Steel.
I don't know if I believe you. We need another opinion. Hey, who's that guy?
That's Chris Hamill.
Oh, hey, Chris, will you come over, please?
President Programmer of the Gateway Film Center. He's also looking forward to Man of Steel, I hope.
When you talk about the old Superman movies, you say Richard Donner and Richard Lester. I think Richard Pryor.
I mean, he was in one, that's right.
Couldn't be more excited for Man of Steel. I mean, it looks fantastic.
Why, though?
Well, first off, as Johnny said, Christopher Nolan did such an amazing job resurrecting Batman, who, by the way, was quite uncool after we had the Val Kilmer and George Clooney Batmans.
Ooh, ouch.
Yeah. And I suspect Nolan will do the same thing with this. Zack Snyder was brought on to direct, but it's really Christopher Nolan's project, and who could you have more hope directing the film than Christopher Nolan?
With so many superheroes out there, how is this going to be differentiated? What's your feeling about?
First of all, Superman is the first and best superhero.
Okay, yo.
I know Chris says it's Batman, but I looked it up after this. It was Superman. He's the best idea for a superhero. Every other superhero that came after him is a variation. Okay. You know what else sets Superman apart is he doesn't have to be a superhero. He helps people out of his own benevolence. Superman could just sit back and not do anything. His parents weren't murdered like Batman. He doesn't have a Spider-Man like, oh, my uncle was killed in the street by a mugger. Superman does this because he feels a greater calling, a greater sense of duty to humanity. But, and he's not even human. There's this good about him that transcends our normal superhero origin story.
I get it. He's not Tony Stark.
Yeah, he's not Tony Stark.
Right. Okay. What's his future? Is this going to still keep coming back? I mean, just because he's the first and maybe the best?
Let me ask, why are you getting so...
Because
like,
I know.
Batman comes back and back, and yeah, Spider-Man comes back and back. Why does Superman merit this kind of scrutiny?
It's because you're so invested in it. I just want to poke at you on this one.
Well, it's irritating.
Chris, yes.
I don't even care if it's a franchise, John. The early views of Man of Steel are compelling for a lot of reasons. Listening to Russell Crowe speak gave me goosebumps in that original teaser. I'm a big Kevin Costner fan. I'm a sucker for Costner.
Right.
And I love his casting.
Years ago, we had Marlon Brando.
As Jor-El.
Right.
But now you get Russell Crowe.
I know it.
I don't know. From a production standpoint, it looks amazing. And from a story standpoint, who doesn't like the story of Superman?
I know.
It's just fantastic. And by the way, there is no Lex Luthor in this film, which I think is good. How many times do we need to see Lex Luthor as the villain?
Yeah.
Going back to General Zod, played by, I believe, Michael Shannon, is playing Zod. And I can't wait to see that.
And in Superman 2, Terrence Stamp, great British actor, played General Zod. He made famous the line, kneel before Zod. I mean, the original was crammed full of A-list actors. You mentioned Gene Hackman, Ned Beatty, Marlon Brando, Glenn Ford, Jackie Cooper. It was a great cast, and that's what they're doing with this movie.
We're all going to see Man of Steel, so we need to come back sometime and reassess.
Well, let's see if it lives up to my expectations and Chris's expectations, and I'll gladly pontificate more about it if you want.
Last but not least, it is the definition of a summer blockbuster. I mean, if you're going to go out and see a movie this summer, you're probably going to see Man of Steel. They've done a wonderful job sort of teeing that up for the public.
Boy, they have. Yes.
It's going to be great.
Yes. Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org.